RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So many people get so happy around this time of year, but if you're one of those people that's dreading the holidays and you just want the season to pass quickly, or you sit there in a crowd of people feeling very removed or depressed, like, this isn't happy for me, this is scary and sad and I'm not sure, how do you know that if it's really the holiday blues or something deeper, darker that you really need to deal with? My guest today is Dr. Shoshana Bennett. She's a clinical psychologist and one of the nation's foremost experts on postpartum depression. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Bennett, this time of the year brings out so many emotions. Sadness for the ones we've lost, happiness for the ones that are with us, scary with the financial and buying presents, frantic stress for getting it all done. I mean, the range of emotions is broad. How do we know if it's something really wrong that we need to deal with, or if it's just normal holiday yikes?
Great question. And yes, you know, if it's normal ups and downs, if we're feeling excited, happy, looking forward to things, but then there are some tough and challenging feelings as well, that's more in the normal range. If we're able to anticipate joy, if we're looking forward to things, but then sometimes sink a bit and feel bluesy, that's very normal stuff. But if you're finding yourself low all the time, and really not looking forward to anything, and feeling, as you said beautifully in the intro, feeling very removed and detached from people, even people you know care about you very much. If you're just feeling alone, and this continues past a couple of weeks without any kind of joy in there, you know you're suffering from something more than the normal stuff. And I would suggest you reach out and get some help with that. Certainly you can start, if you can have the wherewithal to do so, you can plug in by volunteering somewhere. Often that's enough right there just to get you feeling like you are needed, you are wanted, you are part of a group, you are doing something good. There are also ways to fortify your brain. I mean, put some omega-3s in there, you know, have some fish oil, you know, have something pure like Nordic Naturals in there, nibble some protein throughout the day, drink enough water. I know these sound very simplistic, but you really can lift yourself up by literally and figuratively feeding yourself well.
Oh, it's true. And the junk food adds to, with all the food and the alcohol around, adds to that feeling, too.
Absolutely.
You feel fat, you feel bloated, you feel like, why did I overindulge so much?
That's
you feel,
right.
And so then you negative self-talk yourself into this depression.
Well, you know, it certainly doesn't help anything. So, for instance, if you are going to a party and you have that motivation to go, put some protein in your system before you go to the party, or else you're going to head right over to that sugar table, right? And you're going to maybe get a spike in blood sugar for a few minutes, but then it's going to sink you back down and sometimes lower than you were before with mood. And that sets up a really icky cycle.
Well, it is true. So some good advice is helping others, going and volunteering, because that will help you feel better about yourself and paying it forward a bit, eating some good protein, taking omega-3s, seeking out help if you really think that you need it, and support. And then what about some of the stressful things? We can't always deal with those. So, you know, we can't always get rid of them. Put it that way. We can deal with them. We can't always get rid of them.
That's right. And if you're talking about people in your life that you are hoping will be different at this Christmas dinner, you know, you know, somehow you're hoping that things will be resolved. Really, it's our expectations that set us up almost all the time. You know, if that same aunt that has been bugging you and stressing you out and asking all the questions that push all your buttons every year, if she hasn't gotten a brain transplant since last Christmas, she's going to be the same and ask you the same questions. And so rather than hoping it's going to be different, she's going to be different, you change yourself and go with completely different expectations and know that those questions are going to come your way. You don't have to be tense before you go. giggle to yourself. Why don't you count how many negative or icky questions she asks you and take yourself to that number of movies? I mean, you know, set it up as a game and laugh to yourself and say, well, hey, at least I can count on her being consistent. Also, you know, keep your values front and center. If the holidays to you really want to be about enjoying those we love and remembering the spirit of what we want to really, really remember and keep the holidays with that kind of feeling, then cross off as many things as you possibly can off your list. Who cares if you've done it that way for the past three decades? It doesn't matter. If you want this to be about enjoying, if you want this to be about, warm, fuzzy feelings, you know, then keep, and also not stressing. I mean, if you don't want to pass on to your kids that holidays are about stressing out, then do it differently yourself. They're watching you. You're modeling this. Do it well for yourself. Cross off all, who cares if the napkins are this way and folded that way, and, you know, use paper plates and don't stress out about dishes. Throw the plates. You know, you're not going to ruin the environment single-handedly. You know, things like that can really help you to enjoy more and stress less.
That's great advice. And because, you know, they give new mothers that advice too. Don't worry about picking up all the clothes on the floor all the time. And before you had a baby, you might keep that house spotless. But then it's just too hard to try and fit it all in. And if you're working and trying to keep the... And then that's something that I had to let go of myself, Dr. Bennett, was just to try and say, okay, I can't be superwoman. So I think one of the main messages here is that we can't be super people all the time. Sometimes things slip. You can try,
yeah,
but then sometimes
you're going to stress out. Yeah.
You're going to stress out. Sometimes that just makes things more stressful if you think you can accomplish everything and
That's
then
right.
you just can't completely accomplish them
and
all.
And then you feel exactly and then you feel like a failure, right?
And then you feel like a failure.
Self-esteem and depression and you know, what is the sense of that? I mean, that's not our job in life. Our job in life is to enjoy. So why would we do that to ourselves? Who made that rule?
I completely agree
with you.
Yeah, that's right, because we just cannot. And who made that rule? Probably some man, I'm telling you. In any case, you have about a minute and a little bit less. Tell us what advice you have for women if they do want to find a good therapist. What should they look for?
Well, certainly if we're talking prenatal and postpartum depression and anxiety, don't settle for somebody just because they're paid for by your insurance. You deserve the proper help of somebody who truly has the clinical expertise to help you during this specific time with the specific pressures on you. So find somebody. Certainly anybody can get in touch with me very easily, drshosh.com, drshosh.com. I have resources all over the world. I work virtually, as many of my colleagues do. But reach out. The most loving and responsible thing you can possibly do for your whole family is to get the help you need so that you can become that happy mommy and person that you are looking forward to being, and you can be there for your family the way you want.
That's great advice, because if you are not, as they say, if you don't put your own mask on, you can't put on the mask of your loved ones. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of your loved ones. And that's what we do, we women. We are the caregivers of society. So we have to make ourselves happy first, and then we can make the rest of the world happy as we go. We cannot do it all. Don't try to do it all. Pick and choose those things that are important. Pick your battles, as they say. It's such great information. If you missed any of it, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. You can listen on iHeartRadio, iTunes, or the free TuneIn Radio app. So we are all over the place here on Radio MD, handing out this great information for free. So listen to my show every day at 11 a.m. Central Time for the hour. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.